Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hello, beautiful listeners, the best listeners in town. Welcome to the National Treasures podcast with me, Laura Lex, and him,
Will Duggan.
Hey, I just had a classic Will Duggan moment there, Will. I was starting to talk to you, and then Apple Podcasts just launched itself for no reason, like it does to you.
It goes fucking mad.
Yeah, it just suddenly was like, oh, do you want to listen to, weirdly, our last deep dive on the North Pole? And I was like, no, buddy, I don't. I want to record the new one. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good. Just very quickly, speaking of last week's North Pole episode, editing that was one of the hardest few hours of my life.
Why?
I'm so stupid.
What, listening to yourself back, be told information and not retain
also,
it?
Also, I'm so stupid. No, me not realising what the North Pole was. But also, when you're asking me how thick the ice is and, like, how do you get the boat, I'm so arrogant and like, the fuck are you on about 3 metres? And then the bit when it clicks, I'm like a cowed little child. Just like...
I loved it. It's very rare in my podcasting experience that I'm the one with the knowledge going, but of course, mere mortal, why do you not know this? So it was lovely for me. Thank you, Will, for providing me with that Christmas gift.
A good episode, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a banger. And from what I hear on the grapevine from, well, just you, it's a short grapevine, it goes through your mouth to my ears, today's episode is going to be just as fun, Will.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good, this episode. So I'm doing the 12 Days of Christmas.
Will, we all know the song The 12 Days of Christmas. Someone's got a true love, and that true love is sending them bird after fucking bird, mate. But...
Well,
you've done yes. Some work on it. I don't even know who wrote it. It's just a traditional one. Do we know who wrote it?
So so Laura, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to talk to you about, firstly, the 12 Days of Christmas, the song, but also the 12 Days of Christmas, which is the thing in and of itself.
Oh.
So it's a Christian thing. And I must say, you know, you gave a few weeks ago...
Oh, like Twelfth Night off Shakespeare.
It's the same night. The 12th day of Christmas is
Night. Yeah. And that's when you're meant to have your decorations down, isn't it? You don't keep
January
them up
the
longer
6th.
Than your 12th nights. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's January the 6th, and it is, in Christianity, it's when the wise men arrive.
Okay.
It's called Epiphany in Christianity. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And a few weeks ago, when we were doing, I think it was a Years and Years for the patrons. You're welcome to join Patreon, by the way, at patreon.com/national treasures. You started ascribing your sources of your thing. Now, the majority of this research has come from the website Vox, and it is a article about the 12 Days of Christmas, the carol, by a woman called Tanya Pay. So I just want to give her a little shout out. It's at Tanya Pay on Twitter and Instagram, because without her, this would have been a very, very short episode.
Yay, Tanya Pay. Thanks
so thank
for
you,
doing
Tanya.
The work, Tanya Pay. Tanya Pay is a legend, Tanya Pay. Let's all sing a song about how great Tanya Pay is.
Tanya Pay is so blood. No, wait, this isn't the Patreon one. People need stuff on the main flavour to drag them to the Patreon. But if you are if you are on the fence about the Patreon, do bear in mind a lot of it is us singing to each other. Hey, do you know what would be a really nice gift for someone for Christmas?
Yeah.
A year's subscription to the National Treasures Patreon.
Yeah, why don't you ask for it for Christmas? Say, I love this podcast, but I can't afford it. Please, can I have it, Mummy and Daddy and Uncle Roger?
Can I not just ask my mum and dad to give me a fiver a month? Then I give you $2.50 of that, minus the fees from Patreon.
Yeah.
Basically, okay, so here's how it goes. The 12 days of Christmas are the 12 days following Christmas Day. So the first day of Christmas is the 25th of December, Christmas Day. A lot of people think it's the 12 days leading up to Christmas, where the 12th day is the 25th of December. Incorrect. The period before Christmas is known as Advent, which begins four Sundays before Christmas. We have an Advent calendar.
And it's my favourite part, actually. I always think to myself, I love Christmas. I love Advent. I love the build-up.
Yeah, and then really, so the actual Christmas season in Christianity begins on Christmas Day and ends on December the 6th, as you mentioned. Have your stuff down.
January 6th.
Yeah, sorry, January 6th. And it's when the three wise men, the Magi, turn up at the manger with their gold, frankincense and myrrh.
And then they buzzkilled the party, and that's Christmas over, then back to work.
Back to work. And all the kingdoms... Now, were they actually kings? Were they wise men? It doesn't matter.
Magi.
The Magi,
we three kings of Orient are...
One in a taxi, one in a car, one on a scooter blowing his hooter. Going to Zanzibar. Anyway.
What a great song.
So, let's go with it. So, now, the 12 days following Christmas in Christianity also have Saints' Days. The 26th of September, which saint is that? Do you know?
Saint Boxing.
No, it's Saint Stephen. And it's when King Wenceslas last looked out.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen. Stephen, just coming.
So anyway, the 12 days of Christmas are the most popular version of the 12 days of Christmas.
Wow, you said popular so hard and heavy then. That all got a bit sexy microphone days.
The most popular version. The ASMR National Treasures.
This is the worst ASMR ever. There is absolutely no way you are relaxing to this.
Okay, 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords are leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids are milking, 7 swans are swimming, 6 geese are laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. So, originally, it was not a song as it was a poem. So the poem first appears...
I always think of a poem as like a dry song, basically. It hasn't got the liquid of the music.
It's a song without gravy.
It's powder.
Yeah. Like a play is a film without gravy.
Yes. I actually famously hate poetry, except for Harry Baker. Harry Baker. Have you ever seen Harry and Chris at Edinburgh, Will?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love them. They do like rap and poetry, and it's just my favourite. And I love going to see them. And that's the only poetry that I will stomach. Thank you very much.
Okay, so there's a children's book called Mirth Without Mischief that was printed in 1780. Gosh. Now listen to this.
Joyless.
A first edition of that book sold at Sotheby's in 2014 for $23,000.
God, I bet it was bought by Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Yeah, but
What kind of miserable bastard wants that much?
I don't know. Someone who's got too much money. They reckon
you can get like 50 PlayStations for that.
Yeah, and that's PS5s.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to convince Becca that we should get an Oculus Rift, but
You have got other things to spend your money on, Will. I don't think you're going to have the time or energy for that.
Also, today... Oh, no. So for listeners, I'm trying to get some Doc Martin boots and I just can't justify spending that much money at this time of my life.
And that shoes, Will, that's something that actively protects your feet. An Oculus Rift doesn't even have that going for it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, 23,000 for the
book. I'll say this before, I've said it again. Becca is right on this one, Will.
Yeah, Becca's right quite a lot of the time, though.
Yeah. I mean, all the time when it's you and her talking.
So they reckon. Also, if you haven't got $23,000, you can buy a copy of Mirth Without Mischief on Kindle for like £3. And they think it's from France, and the origination was similarly to a lot of memory games. You'd have to get it all right, because obviously it's 1, then 2, 1, then 3, 2, 1. The way the song builds. You know, it's Parts
of the Pear Tree. Yeah, I understand what you mean. Yeah.
And if you got it wrong, you had to kiss somebody.
Like that supermarket game.
Yeah, I'm going to supermarket and I'm going to buy. Ba bam, ba bam, ba bam.
Did I ever tell you when I tried to play that with producer nephew?
No.
So we're in the car. So my nephew, you'll have heard him on a couple of episodes. He's very little. And I was like, oh, we'll play the supermarket game. So I explained it all to him and he was like, yep. Like, he's only 4. And then I said, I went to the supermarket and I bought an apple. And then there's a little silence. And he just went, what, just a single apple?
I do like producer nephew.
If you want to hear more of Producer Nephew, you can find him on our Wookiee Hole episode. He is the small, insistent voice telling us we've been in that cave long enough and we should go somewhere else now.
Yeah, and then you hear the person going, he's right, actually, that's me. So, as I mentioned, the day is the most common version we've just done. But throughout time, some people have done bears are baiting or ships are sailing. As you know, because the lyrics have changed over time. And in some versions of the song, the gift giver isn't the person's true love. It is their mother. On the first day of Christmas, my mother gave to me. And then...
Oh, my mum would do that too, just trolling me. She'd fill my house with birds.
Like Mom, in that...
I just said I wanted some new slippers. Why have I got a fucking turtle dove?
I think it's so funny in The Office, the US Office. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
When Andy gets Erin the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah. What is it she says? What's that great quote? Oh my God, it's so funny. Whoever is giving me the 12 days of Christmas is my secret Santa. Please stop. I can't take it anymore. My cat killed a turtle dove. The French hens have started pulling out my hair to make a nest. Please stop. But anyway, so yeah, it was the mother in some. Some songs mentioned bears are baiting, some ships are sailing. Also, the 4 calling birds were originally 4 collie birds.
And what's a collie bird?
A collie bird is an old term meaning coal, like a colliery.
Oh, okay.
So, and it's blackbirds.
Oh.
So the collie birds are 4 black as coal birds. Blackbirds.
Got ya.
It's an old term for blackbird. Also, because as you've just mentioned there, it does take a real jump because the first 4 days are birds.
Mm-hmm.
And then day 6 and day 7 are also birds. But day 5 is famously...
5 golden hoops.
Idiot. 5 gold rings. And they do think, a lot of people think, that originally the 5 gold rings was a reference to the golden... markings of a ring-necked pheasant.
Oh, so it was more birds.
Yeah, it was 5 pheasants, but the gold rings. So
yeah, okay, so, that makes sense.
So that's 1780 when it first appears in this book, Mirth Without Mischief, but it was a poem, not a song. But it was set to music in 1909. By a British composer, an English composer, sorry, named Frederick Austin.
Never heard of him.
No, I mean, he's basically known for this and little else.
Once you've done this, though, what else are you going to do with your
life? Yeah, it's like in about a boy.
Imagine the day. You know, like how it's like a bit of a hack comic thing to go like, I'll write that one. When you've sat there and belted out 5 gold rings and just flashed forward thinking of primary school kids screaming that into an assembly hall for time immemorial, you take the day off after you've written that. You take your life off.
Yeah, and he was 37 when he wrote it, and he was a teacher and a composer. So he wrote a few bits and pieces, but his big legacy is essentially 12 Days of Christmas, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Now... So he's the one that made the choice to change it from collie birds to calling birds.
Mm-hmm. And is a calling bird a specific type of bird? Or is that just a parakeet or a parrot?
A bird that can have a shout.
Right.
And of course, when it was a poem, it wouldn't have been 5 gold rings. It was him that was like, we're going to make 5 gold rings, the star of this piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're all the same apart from that.
He knows a Beyonce in a lineup when he sees one, and he takes the Destiny's Child of this poem and he emancipates Beyonce to be the absolute queen of the world that she goes on to be.
Yes. Now, Christian people of certain sects did think that the 12 Days of Christmas were coded references to Christianity, basically saying that it was a song. You know, like the fish, ichthus, is a Christian thing. And it was something that they would draw in Roman or Greek times as a symbol of Christianity without writing the words. They wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah. And now you just see it on the back of cars that don't know how roundabouts work.
So some people are very good. And if they're a BMW, they can't indicate either. The lads. Mm. There was this belief that it was... Each thing was referencing something in Christianity. So I'll take you through what they should be. The partridge in the pear tree was supposed to represent Jesus.
Because on the cross? Oh.
No, just like a nice thing. One thing, the one thing in charge.
This is a loose analogy, isn't
it? Oh, mate.
You've really wanted to see your own religion in that. And, you know, Jesus, he, in many ways... You know,
he's the main thing.
He always
the one
said
thing.
he was the son of man / partridge in a pear tree. That was his deal, wasn't it? He was always chatting about partridges.
Yeah, very good.
Did they have partridges back then?
Well, 1909, yeah.
No, I mean when Jesus was born.
No, I don't think so, because it was the desert during what you and I would call the Iron Age, the Bronze Age. So, the two turtle doves, they're supposed to represent the two testaments, old and new.
It's slightly better than a partridge in a pear tree as a leap, but it's loose.
The three French hens were the three virtues, faith, hope and charity.
Okay.
The four calling birds are the four gospels.
Well, okay. The problem with this, though, is that if you just work it via the numbers...
Oh, yeah, then... but that's the code, isn't it? Like, it's the number that's important, not the bird. Let's go through them all. The 5 gold rings are the Pentateuch, which is the first 5 books of the Old Testament, which gives the history of man's fall from grace.
And don't tell me, the six, that's the first 6 books of the New Testament.
No, it's the 6 days of creation.
Oh, seventh was the rest day, I understand.
The 7 swans of swimming, that is the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit, the 7 sacraments.
All right, I don't know my religion well enough to know what that is. But
the 8 maids of milking are the 8 beatitudes. You know, blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth, whatever ones.
Oh, so you're like sucking the beatitudes out of a cow's teat.
No, it's nothing to do with the thing, it's the number that's important. The 9 ladies dancing, this one is a little bit loose.
Mate, they've all been loose. If these were, like, things stuck to your car, you would not still be driving that car after a small bump.
The nine is the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Get fucked.
The 10?
The 10 disciples?
Commandments.
Commandments, yes.
Now, the 11... is the 11 faithful apostles, because there were 12.
Oh, you are reaching. You
but
are
Judas betrayed him.
Reaching. Look at them cutting out Judas at the last moment.
And the 12 are the 12 points of doctrine in the Apostles' Creed. And I think that's the person that Rocky Balboa fought in Rocky. A little joke, guys. It's Apollo Creed, but I did quite enjoy it. Now, obviously, as you have pointed out many, many ways, it's not true. It's A, loose, yeah, firstly, and then also, as you say, the gifts have nothing to do with the equivalent. It's the number. So it's not a very useful way of remembering things.
No.
And also, the most important one, I do think, if you are so restricted from practicing your faith, you have to write songs to get your message across. Don't write a song that you only sing while celebrating that faith.
Yeah, because it's already about the 12 days of Christmas. So then trying to like shoehorn it to be more about Christianity, it was already that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like day 100%. One, the partridge in a pear tree, I would say that represents Christianity because it's about the first day of Christmas, which is a big Christian thing. Day two, that is about the second day of Christmas, which is a huge... Like, this reach around is a reach around is a different thing, actually. Isn't it? But this reach is too far. Someone's hurt themselves doing this.
And a reach around is?
When you wank someone off, isn't it?
From behind!
This could have been such a classy episode in someone else's hands.
I think I'm doing a very good job.
You're doing a bang up job. I didn't say whose hands were the mucky ones there.
I tell you what,
hey,
I really did like
I'll take it.
Because I was kind of being like, at the end, I wanted to be like, but of course it's not true. And I was hoping that you'd be like, okay, okay. But just the whole way through, you were like, bollocks, bollocks. My favourite one, this is such a simile. If this stuff was attached to your car, you wouldn't be driving anywhere. Like, it's like your go-to for things being attached.
I'm just saying that they were loose, you know?
They were loose. Go for scrambled eggs. This is looser than good scrambled eggs.
What? Who's talking about loose eggs?
Scrambled eggs should be loose.
What do you mean loose? They're
like
wet.
Not massively scrambled. Like 30 seconds on the heat, isn't it? Because that's a loose egg.
I've never heard that. A loose egg. Oh, I hate that. It sounds like an IVF clinic in turmoil.
To the patrons that are listening, pop in the Discord and please let us know if you know what a loose egg is. Could have gone for loose bowels.
Why are you only talking to the patrons? What's wrong with all the others?
Because I don't want people getting in touch with us unless they give us cash.
Will, man of the people, Duggan, don't talk to me unless you're paying me.
Oh no, I'm the enemy. I'm part of the problem.
You put on one nice jumper and you are an absolute bougie.
I know, right? You know Snopes, the website?
Yes.
They have been like, it's one of their ones. They're like, oh, this isn't true. It's not real for those reasons. But then there's this guy called William Studwell who...
this story you're about to tell me isn't true?
No. The 12 things being to do with Christmas and Jesus the secret.
Snopes
have debunked that, but it still persists. You know, it's the kind of thing that aunt you don't talk to very much pops on your Facebook wall like, mm-hmm. I do not give permission for Mark Zuckerberg to own any of my photos under Article 9 of the Geneva Convention. Also, we celebrate our history of Christianity and carols. So William Studwell, dead now, was an expert in Christmas carols. And he did an interview in 2008 where he said, no, this is not a secret Catholic song, no matter what you hear on the internet. Neutral reference books say this is nonsense. Everybody I speak to says this is nonsense, yet it continues. If there was such a catechism device, a secret code, it is derived from the song. The song is a derivative, not the source. So end that.
Yes. Wow, he felt even more passionately about it than I did.
Yes, he did. Okay.
It's just bananas, because it's nothing to do with the song. What you're basically saying is that the numbers 1 to 12 are a secret Christian message.
Yeah, the numbers 1 to 12 exist. But it's like anything. You can... Big news, guys. The numbers 1 to 12 exist.
I could say it's a secret song about you, Will, because I'm like, 1, oh, that represents Will Duggan. 2 is the number of hamsters he's had since I've known him. 3 is the number of wanks he thinks is optimal for a Monday. 4, that is how many
he actually has on a Monday.
You know, we could make that whole song about you.
5 is how many feet Laura pretends she is tall.
I am. Who's lying about that? I'd at least pick 5.4.
See what I mean? That there from 4'3" Laura Lex.
I love that one of the facts about you would be me. That's why we share a Wikipedia page.
6. Don't know. Anyway.
How many children he's left scattered around Kettering?
Let's... Yeah, well, it's 30 for a reason.
No, Will! I was just calling you a negligent dad.
And I was calling me a negligent driver. What of it?
You are. That is dark. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Let's talk about the relationship that the two people in the song have. Assuming it is, as the common feeling is, the true love that's giving, not the mother. Okay? Mm. Now, like a lot of people who star in Christmassy things, be it films or songs or television shows, there is no way that these people are not inordinately rich.
Okay.
Because I have found from something called the Christmas Price Index, which is basically the PNC, which is a financial service group. They've been telling us every year, given the current market and inflation and everything, how much it would cost to give somebody the 12 days of Christmas. So, there are two ways that you can do the ways. The first one is you buy somebody 1 partridge in a pear tree, 2 turtle doves, 3 French hens, or, of course, on the first day of Christmas, you get the partridge.
Yeah.
Then on day 2, you get the 2 tens and another partridge.
Yeah. You've got 12 partridges by the end of it and 12 pear trees.
So
it's actually
going
to be quite a mission just to get, you know, have you got enough land for 12 pear trees?
Yeah. Well, by the end, you've got bloody, you know, 72 swans. So
that's a lot of broken arms, David.
If you get... Love Actually?
Yeah. Eight is a lot of legs, David. We do that a lot in our house. We just, whenever there's a number and something, you're like, all 4 is a lot of portions, David.
That's lovely. That's probably my favourite thing about that film, because that film is dross.
It's a real mixed bag for me. There's elements of it that are lovely, but I think there's too many storylines in it. I'd whip 2 of them out so that the exposition on the others could just be a little bit lengthier and less clunky in the dialogue.
And I'll tell you which 2 I'd pull out. I'd pull out Martin Freeman and Stacey from Gavin and Stacey, the sex people, the naked sex people. And I'd pull out Chris Marshall's raping around America.
I take out Colin Firth. I ate that one.
I don't mind that one. I don't like the end.
When he goes into his flat after the wedding and his brother's there and he goes, I just don't know what we should get mum this year. I feel like we've been bad sons this year. And it's like, they might as well just send a ticker tape along the bottom of the screen going, they are brothers. You need to know that to understand the betrayal. Come on, big boy. I want you at least twice before David gets home.
Jamie.
Good. Jamie. Good. It's just the worst. I hate it.
I tell you what I do like, though. I do like when he goes home for Christmas and he's fallen in love with Aurelia.
Yeah.
And then he just walks straight out and that kid goes, I hate Uncle Jamie.
I hate Uncle Jamie. Yeah. See, there's good bits in that film and there's some of them that are lovely, like the Emma Thompson storyline. Beautiful. You know, the Marty McCutcheon one is problematic in some ways, in a lot of ways maybe, but you could handle that so much nicer if you just had 10 more minutes to spare around the storylines.
To be fair, you've got 10 minutes in that film. You just take out all of the fat jokes at a woman with an incredible figure. A fat joke is never a good thing. But if it was being played by, particularly in, like, was it 2005 it came out? Like, Dawn French was a lot larger then than she is now. If the actress playing that role was Dawn French, you know, because fat people fall in love with skinny people and skinny people with fat people all the time. If she was a larger person, and then the staff are being like, oh, she, what, the fat girl? Like, hey, back off, she's still a person. But it's Marty, it's sex bomb Marty McCutcheon.
Yeah, it's problematic in a lot of ways. Like, but it's not irredeemable to me. I don't think every second of it is trash. I just think there's just too much going on.
I do also think
starring,
it starts off.
Junior Simpson.
Junior Simpson, yeah, I've got no issue with Junior Simpson in it. I also think it starts terribly because it tries to mawkishly pull on your heartstrings by referencing 9/11. It's like, come on, that's...
How long after 9/11 did it come out, though?
Like 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, okay. 2003, and 9/11 was 2001, wasn't it?
Yeah, for 2 years.
So I guess they were making it very soon after that.
Sure, but I think if I was, what's his name, Richard...
Curtis.
Curtis would be like, listen, we're making, you know, the kind of film that we make. It's going to be fine and it's going to be, like, quite warm and mushy. Shall we reference the biggest episode of domestic terrorism in the US ever? Definitely. When? In the third act? No. First scene. Anyway, let's carry on with the price. So...
Yes.
If you were getting each mention separately, as in a partridge in a pear tree every day, two turtle ducks every day after two, that would come to 364 gifts that you are receiving.
Bloody hell, Harry.
And how much do you think it would cost in 2022?
In 2022 money, for all of the... I don't think birds are cheap, you know.
Oh, and sorry, I have to mention... Obviously, we're not going to go problematic. You're not buying nine ladies dancing. You are hiring nine ladies to dance for an hour. Same with the pipers, the drummers, the lords and the maids. You are hiring them for an hour.
And you're hiring them around Christmas time. That's going to push the price up.
Yep.
I'm thinking you're probably... Gosh, let me think. So that's going to be a couple of grand a day, isn't it? 25 grand?
So this is in US dollars, forgive me, because it's done by an American company. But roughly, they're worth the same, aren't they, these days? A penny, a pound,
yeah,
and a dollar.
Not that far off.
Yeah. So in 2022, it would cost $197,071.09.
Oh, my God.
And... If you were buying just one partridge, two turtle doves, three French hens, like that, how much that would cost?
Shall I just give the same guess that I did again? well, that's significantly less, isn't it? But you've still got those top-end ones. I'm going to say 100,000.
$45,523.27. Because... The expensive things, and this, if this isn't a look behind the curtain of late stage capitalism, the things that are going up are things like the five gold rings, because gold in the last year has gone up by 39% increase. And the livestock, the birds, are going up as well. But minimum wage and people's time is not rising at the same speed as other things. So actually, particularly in America, the price for hiring eight milkmaids for an hour has not changed since 2009.
Bloody hell.
So there you go. So yeah, $45,000 it would cost in 2022 to buy. So that's what Andy Bernard will have spent in the office, because he did it, you know, one each day. And I just say it's all birds. Now, we're going to just do one more thing for our So I got one more thing for our non-patron listeners, and then I'm going to take a bit of an extra thing for the patrons. Again, I'll keep reminding you, if you want to join, you just can. patreon.com/national treasures, where you will get an extra podcast every week, extended versions of these podcasts, and a monthly live stream. And of course, into the Discord, where it's lovely. We're also thinking of getting some merch with a lovely little Latin thing on it, because I think that's a really good idea, actually. but it's one of the most famous Christmas carols, you know, as long with "Oh Come All Ye Faithful" and 12 Days of Christmas, you get to shout, you know what I mean? You get to do five gold rings and everyone bloody loves it. So there have been absolutely many, many, many versions like that have been released. So do you know Jeff Foxworthy?
That does ring a bell.
Yeah. So
why do I know Jeff Foxworthy?
So he did he's done the 12 Redneck Days of Christmas.
Oh.
What's happened here? Sorry, I've just lost my notes. The Muppets did a version in the 70s with John Denver.
Oh, of Grandma's Feather Bed fame.
Yeah. And Twisted Sister, you know, "I Wanna Rock, Rock."
Yeah.
Jin-jin-jin. They've done a heavy metal 12 Days of Christmas.
Love it.
Loads and loads of people have done it. And if you go onto Spotify, somebody has made a playlist of all the different versions of 12 Days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I recommend you do that. And that is pretty much all I've got for you guys. Did you like that, Laura?
William, I loved it. I've had a disastrously good time, in that the rest of my Christmas will pale in comparison to these moments spent here with you today finding out about this. So, yes, listeners, we're going to leave you here. If you don't want this to be the end, if you need that little bit more of us shot directly into your ears via the internet and space, then go to patreon.com/national treasures. If not, hey, we love you. Next week and for the next 2 weeks will be mine and Will's Christmas Day out to Brighton Christmas Market, so do enjoy those. We will see you next week. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.